In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti.
Christos Anesti.
Christ is risen.
Truly, he is risen.
Come on, guys. Christos Anesti.
Christos Anesti.
There you go. Well done. Okay, so, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is a blessing to see all of you on this Sunday after Pascha. We have finished up with the first week after Pascha. We have done a bright week, and I've been thinking a lot about this idea of the time after Pascha. I've been thinking a lot about, well, what happens now? And I was thinking about this because of a conversation that I had with our Vasi, actually. I was having a conversation with her after her birthday. She has turned 15, I think, as all of you know. She turned 15 in March, and her birthday was fantastic. I wasn't really around too much, but that's what she told me. So I asked her, well, what was so great about your birthday? And she just told me all these wonderful things. And she said that night she went to bed and she was feeling all this joy. She's feeling all this happiness. And she thought to herself, well, how do I get this to kind of stay, right? And that's what was in her mind, this idea of not allowing the joy of that day to kind of go away, but allowing that joy to continue throughout the next week and throughout the year. And this got Vasilia thinking about Pascha. So the next morning we had this conversation about the idea that after Easter, after we all receive the light, after we proclaim Christ is risen, after all the prayers and the fasting and all these things, what tends to happen? Go back to the way things were, right? All that joy, all those things that we felt tend to kind of stay on that glorious day of the resurrection. And that's what I've been thinking about. Because today's scripture reading tells us that we're to do something else. Today's scripture reading reminds us that even the disciples may have gone through that same thing, but something happened, and they were able to do something a little bit different. And that's what I want us to think about today. So our reading today comes from the Gospel according to St. John, and we see the beloved disciples are up in that upper room. Remember, that is the same room that they always met with Jesus when he went to teach them. That is the same upper room that they received the institution of the Eucharist, right? Where Jesus told them to take the bread and to take the wine, which become the body and the blood. It's in that same upper room where the disciples were taught what it meant to be a true servant when our Lord washed their feet. It's in that same room that very soon they will receive the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Now it is in that very same room that they are afraid. It's been an entire week, and not much seems to have changed. Not only has not much changed, but it seems that things have gotten a little bit worse as well. And I bet you if I were to ask anyone in this church today, has anything really changed since the day of the resurrection? You'll probably tell me, probably not. Not much has changed for you either. If I were to ask any of you, has something maybe happened in that time that might be a little distressing to you? I'm pretty sure that all of you would answer, yes. In our beloved community, what's happened here? Another person has passed away. In our beloved community, we lost a former priest in Father Angelo, right? All of these things continue to happen, even in the time of the resurrection. So has anything changed? Well, all of a sudden, what happened to the disciples? Who pops into the room but Jesus himself? Jesus enters the room and he says, "Peace be with you." And then he shows them his side and his hands. He shows them his wounds. And then he says again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." That is what changed. Jesus shows up into the room. That's what changed for them. What changed is that they saw their resurrected Lord. What changed is now that they believe that Jesus is truly risen from the dead. And if he is risen from the dead, then that means he did something amazing. He destroyed the very thing that all of us fear. He destroyed death. And that is where they find hope. And that is where they have hope in the future. And that, my friends and my family in Christ, is where they found that peace that he was offering them. And that is how they were able to take that peace and to go out to all the world and to preach and teach that Jesus has indeed risen from the dead, and that he can heal us, and that he can save us. That is what they took with them. I don't know if anyone remembers, there was a radio personality by the name of Paul Harvey. You guys remember him? Yeah, and he would do these little talks, and then at the end, he would kind of give the rest of the story, right? I think a lot of times what we do is we receive that light, we say Christ is risen, and we think that's the end of the story. But what we see today is the rest of the story. And the rest of the story is that very same peace that the Lord gave to the disciples on that day, that very same peace is offered to each and every one of us here today in this church. He is in our midst, and he is saying, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Today, the Lord is offering us his peace in his resurrection. 1 week later, things have changed for all of us, and he is waiting for us to take that peace and to continue that change, to continue moving with him. But the choice to do that is up to all of us. Let's allow that story to continue. Let's allow that peace that our Lord has given us through his resurrection to continue. Let's allow that light that all of us received last week to continue to shine brightly, so that all who see us know who it is that we follow, so that all who see us will receive from us that very same peace that our Lord has given us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.